I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Cassie gave us an assignment a couple of weeks ago. You know, and it's an assignment to flex appreciation, right?
Yeah, it's a little assignment to, I think sometimes, at least for me, I noticed the days were cyclical. It was never-ending dishes and laundry, or as I like to say, the never-ending laundry. Oh, no. Anyway, so I was like, I have got to break out of this because I cannot be doing this every day for the rest of my life. This is not what life is about. So then I realized there were little moments every day, and I didn't come up with this term. They're called glimmers. They're like the opposite of triggers. They're moments that bring you joy or peace or safety. And I noticed like once in a while I would stop and be like, oh, I really love watching. Like it truly is one of my favorite things to see the sunlight filter through leaves in the trees, or if it's stormy out to see the dark green of trees against a dark gray sky. Like I love it. And so I wanted to launch something called the Glimmer Project, where every day I would look for a glimmer in my daily life, something that brought me a little spark of joy or peace. But the whole point is every day you find beauty and joy in something. And then at the end of the week, it can be like you have this highlight reel of stuff that made you feel really good during the week, rather than a week of laundry and dishes and work and what are we going to have for dinner and mom. And so I did it for the first week. And it was stuff like there was a river with, you know, and they can be really dumb Hallmarky stuff. It's all about what you want. Like it was like a Saturday morning was a cup of coffee with like lots of sugar and some half and half, like that first sip when you're tired and you're like, ah, oh. It was my dog's white muzzle of her nose. It was sunlight through the trees. It was like a river flowing for a few seconds. It was driving through downtown Atlanta and seeing just different graffiti and images. And there's a big picture of John Lewis on the side of a building, or I think, and as well as I think there was one of MLK as well. And just driving through and seeing this stuff. And I'm like, God, that's such a cool view. And it brought me joy. So I wanted everyone to try and do it for a week and see if it changed your perspective slightly from the day to day.
So I didn't do it for the entire time, but I did do it a little bit. And these are the notes that I made. Just some backstory, as I've told you guys before. My house growing up was never the place where my friends were really welcomed. My parents didn't want kids in the house, including their own. So it just wasn't the place. Isn't there always one house where all the kids seem to gather, like the parents are welcoming and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
So Hollis, he walked in the other night. His school was canceled because it was so cold. And he found out early in the morning the night before. And I knew that because he literally came upstairs singing.
That was his glimmer for the day.
Right. So in the afternoon, he invited some friends over. And when he opened the door and they all came parading in, I just thought, this is really, really cool that I have evolved from my family and that my son feels comfortable enough to bring his friends around and I get to know his friends also. I thought that was really pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's such a huge glimmer.
Yeah.
I have a fireplace, and I've had fireplaces in my homes before, but I've never really used them all that much. I'm lighting that thing day and night now, and not because it's so cold out. It's just there's something that gives me peace Fire gives me peace. And that fireplace being on every day and every night, it kind of warms my heart. And I had a weird one, and I've done this quite a bit the last couple of years. We had a drizzly day here a couple of days ago. And while everybody was running out of the gym with their hoodies on to get to their car because it was cold and it was raining, I decided I was keeping my hoodie down, and I was just going to feel the rain on my face and walk through it super slowly. And I did that. And it just felt absolutely amazing that even a crappy day that most people see like, oh, I can't get my hair wet. I just walked through that. I also didn't have any meetings lined up. just that I walked through it, you know what? And it just felt good on my face.
For me, I focused more on it this weekend when I was away at Costa Rica. And I realized that there are actually a few trigger sounds when I get away that actually do bring a glimmer into my life. But I never noticed it. One is definitely the sound of water splashing when you're at the beach and the waves hitting. It's a lot of surfing in Costa Rica, so that was really cool.
And it's not you peeing on a rock.
No, not that sound. That sound is not bad at all either. Okay. Think about it. The airplane sound, that little beep that the airplane makes when you know you've landed at your destination safely and ding. It's vacation time. Yes, I love that sound.
When everybody unbuckles at the same time. Yeah.
That my dude is a singer. He can't really sing. But he sings a lot. Like, you can hear him singing from the shower, even if you're staying in like an Airbnb with him. And he was singing a happy birthday to my lady during everybody's celebration. That gave me joy.
That's cool.
The birds in the morning when you first wake up and you can hear nothing but birds chirping and you see the pool and the trees. I love that sound. And the sound of ATVs all around me, just being on an ATV with your friends and just journeying. Those were all of my happy.
Your happiness is very
sounds.
Auditory.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that, but it is. Yeah.
Who's up?
That's sweet. Okay, so I like to go for these walks in Chastain Park. And as somebody from Florida, we don't really get to see the seasons change very often. So one of my favorite things is to see how the leaves are changing as it gets colder. And so there's this one little part of the park where you go down and you're sort of like curving down into a valley, if you will, and there's a tree and a street lamp lit up next to it, and it just reminds me of like the little Christmas villages I would see on like the Hallmark Channel growing up that you don't experience when you're in Florida because everything's green. I also love seeing my cat curled up on the bed that's in the room where I do my podcast. It's so funny seeing animals act like humans. She was like buried under a blanket and she just looked like a little baby, and it made me feel less alone in my apartment. And then also it was raining this weekend and I turned on a new show. I had just lit a new candle. I got some coffee and I'd wrapped myself in a blanket. It just felt like a nice little cozy way to spend the afternoon by myself. So those are my glimmers.
So warm, fuzzy. How about you?
So I actually texted my first glimmer to Abby and Cassie, and it was a smoothie I got from a smoothie shop. And then my son, now when I come home, he tells me I'm mama's baby boy.
Oh,
and it's just like, yeah. So when he does that, my heart just fills with joy. That's a huge glimmer for me. Because my husband and I went away this weekend, out of everything we did, it was just the simple conversation and his laughter, like me being able to make him laugh and his, when I'm able to do that. So us sitting at dinner and I said something that made him belly laugh, and that was a glimmer. I took a bath this past weekend for the first time in forever. So just soaking in the tub was amazing. And then our Bernese Mountain Dog, Boone, we do this thing where... It sounds weird. I spread my legs and...
Oh, wow. That's Bart's glimmer weird. Project.
This is not with my husband. And he tucks himself in and I bear hug him and he just like, he just gets nuzzles in tight. And so we have like this special hug. And that was another one of my glimmers.
Right. Hey, The Bird Show.